Ever have a crush on a boss? We found out.
No.
We found out Friday. We do secrets every Friday around 8:10. And at this time, the question was: you ever had a crush on a boss? And Nikki, you had to answer the question, and you were really uncomfortable about it.
Obviously.
And this is what happened on Friday. We got a lot of texts about it. So in case you missed it, Friday morning.
There are certain things that could be detrimental,
or it could work in your favor.
You know what? I'm going to answer. I'm going to answer for her.
No, you're not.
It's one of our. It's one of our big bosses.
Sam.
Right now.
No,
yeah.
It's not. No, it's
and
not.
And we checked. He's in a meeting, so he's not hearing this right now.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to say it.
You want the name?
My God. No.
So a lot of questions came in after Friday. Yes. People were texting.
Who's this guy?
They wanted to know all about him.
Right.
And we tried to get in touch with him on Friday.
Right.
His name is Luke Tremblay.
Yes.
He is our big boss around here. And we have him live in studio.
He's next to me.
Hi, Luke. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Luke, I was saying on Friday that, you know, like, just because you find someone attractive doesn't necessarily mean you have a crush on them, you know?
No,
you
don't, it's two different things.
They're two different things. So you don't want things to be awkward, Vinny, like they already are.
It's okay. But how do you feel? Are you flattered? Or
I'm flattered, of course.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Okay.
Actually, I'm a shy guy. And I'm flattered and a bit embarrassed.
Now, Luke, I got to tell you, yes. Nikki revealed that she had a crush on you, that you're very attractive. And we also got texts from other women who work with us.
Yeah, so I got texts from multiple.
Claudia Marquez, Donna Saker. They were all saying, who doesn't have a crush on Luke? Now, are you aware of this? Like when you walk by them in the halls?
Yes.
Do you have any idea?
Let him answer.
You got enough.
No. I think I have a good relationship with my colleagues and with you and with Claudia Adana and with you, Vinny,
absolutely.
And with you, Sam. And it's all part of having a, I don't know. I'm on the job, man. I'm not
you're
like
a humble guy. You're a humble guy. Which makes you more attractive.
If you're in a different environment, you're going to be opening channels. And when you're on the job, you're obviously closing channels. It's obviously something that Harvey Weinstein should have done closing these channels when you're on the job. And honestly, I behave like this. That being said,
I think they should go on a date.
Tonight I'm going to see Roger Waters with a friend, but maybe after.
I would have been available. Yeah. I have to tell you something really funny because people do find Luke, our boss, attractive, right?
Including me.
Myself included, but I'll remember.
So
I thought this from the beginning, but there were a few months ago when we were having a chat in his office, and any lady who has ever, or man who has ever found somebody attractive can imagine what would happen in this situation. And he said, you remind me of my daughter. That's what Luke said to me. I'm like, no!
There goes your
daughter. It's over.
There's also that. There's kind of a bit of a difference in age.
Luke, we just got a text from 99925. Somebody found you on LinkedIn, and they texted cutie smiley face.
Oh.
Now people want to see a picture of Luke. Everybody's asking questions about you.
What if we did win a date with our boss?
Can we get a picture of Luke on Facebook?
Yes. It's very discreet, the one on Facebook, if you look at it.
Final question for you, because people want to know.
Poor guy.
Wasn't this supposed to be about Nikki?
Yeah, sorry.
It was supposed to be about Nikki.
What were we going to say?
I just want to know, and people want to know, if you are, in fact, single, available,
Yes, been single for a
while. Well, we got that out of the way.
Okay. One last question. When you said I remind you of your daughter, like, did you mean... No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. It's a no, Nikki.
Exactly
it's a no.
What did you mean by that?
Okay. Luke, thank you so much for coming in.
It was a pleasure.
And talking to us. We appreciate it. Nikki,
thank you, Nikki.
Okay, thank you.
I'll
never look at you in the eyes again. But.
You guys just had a moment. I saw it.
Oh, God.
You
guys are I'm sweating.
Kiss.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
All right, okay. Luke, we love you. You're a good-looking man. Thank you for being here. Thank you.
I love you.
All right.
All of you.
Okay, thank you.
But I like who the most.
You're staring at her saying that. See, that's not fair.